This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon all and welcome to Band Concert here on Plains FM. I'm your host Jamie McEwen. And on first off, I must apologise for the repeat of the show last fortnight. Of course, that was a repeat of the show from the previous fortnight. That was during the school holidays. I'd unfortunately made a bit of a miscalculation on my timings before heading away, so I thought I was going to have enough time to record the show, but didn't get in here, unfortunately. But thanks to the team here at Plains FM, they managed to get some pipes and drums on air by repeating that show. Anyway, we're back on track this week, so a few different things for us today. First off, this week sadly saw the passing of Gavin Manson, a long-time stalwart of the Canterbury Caledonian Pipe Band, both as drum sergeant and more latterly as drum major. Gavin also had significant impacts at St Andrew's College as an instructor and also more latterly with City of Dunedin in the late sort of 2000s as he headed down there for a period of time. Gavin was an absolute gentleman and widely respected throughout the pipe band community and certainly well known for being immaculately turned out at every occasion, certainly as he was leading the band in the drum major's role. It was an absolute pleasure to play in the band when he was out front, and Gavin was in fact drum sergeant of the Canterbury Caledonian Band when the band gained promotion to Grade 1 way back in the mid-1960s. The band's obviously been in Grade 1 ever since, and it was fantastic, and I know Gavin was immensely proud to be leading the band in the drum major role when we won our first ever national title in the Grade 1 championship in 2012. So here is a recording of the band's winning medley that year that was held in Tauranga, and I believe a fitting tribute to a great man, and that is Gavin Manson. That was the Canterbury Caledonian winning its first ever Grade 1 national title with Gavin Manson as drum major. Gavin's funeral was held at a very full Canterbury Caledonian Hall with visitors from all across the country. Such was the respect for his contribution and impact that he had on many people's lives. So thank you, Gavin. You will indeed be missed. Well, onto the news side of things, and it's been a fairly full week or so of solo events with the annual Labour Weekend solo competition held at St Andrews College, of course put on each year by the Highland Piping Society of Canterbury, and including, of course, the coveted Silver Chanter event on the Saturday night and the former winners' double MSR clasp event on the Sunday. And then, of course, over in Scotland, in Glasgow, it was the World Solo Drumming Championships that, again, always occur on that same weekend. So just a quick recap of some of the results. Firstly, looking at the Labour Day solos and starting off with the Silver Chanter, it was certainly a good weekend overall for the Wilson household. Campbell Wilson, who has just recently returned from his first ever foray onto the solo boards in Scotland, playing with the St Andrews College Pipe Band at the World Championships, Campbell stayed on for a wee bit and did some solo competitions over there, which he met with some good success. And he's backed that up by winning the Silver Chanter. And at just 15 years old, Campbell is the youngest ever winner of that event. And in fact, beating out Stuart McKenzie, who was 16. Stuart was actually competing at the former winners class on the Sunday. So it was neat to have the previous youngest winner, 16, probably about 20 or so years ago. That was Stuart McKenzie, and then the newest one, the youngest ever winner, which was Campbell Wilson. On the Sunday night at the double MSR former winners clasp, it was a fantastic night of some great performances there, and certainly when the results came out for the A grade, it was not surprising given the quality that was happening there, but Greg Wilson with a clean sweep of every single A-grade event, so Hornpipe and Jig, March, Stress Bay Reel, Pibroch, and not surprisingly, the former winners, double MSR, so winning the clasp there. So again, very successful weekend for the Wilson household. Looking across to the other side of the world and the world solo drumming results, it was, again, another perhaps not a surprising event, a result, I should say, with Stephen McWhirter taking out his eighth title in a row and ninth career title for the World Solo Drumming Championships. Of course, this year saw a difference in the format, or a format change, in fact, that they introduced a double hornpipe, double jig event. So the hornpipes, and we'll have a couple of recordings here for you to listen to in the show. They had to play a dot cut hornpipe and then a rounded hornpipe and then into two jigs. So it would be a bit of a difference thing there, and I think there's a difference in opinion on how valuable that is. A bit of an odd one, I think, from a personal point of view. But yeah, fantastic to see Stephen again taking that title out, beating out Mikey McKenna, who's predominantly finished second about three or four times. He actually settled for third this time, and runner-up spot was Gareth McLees, who's made some great forays in the solo front recently. Jake Jorgensen from Scottish Power was in fourth place. Grant Cassidy of St Lawrence O'Toole, but now actually just recently taking over the Grade 2 band Uddingston Strathclyde as leading drummer there. He was in fifth, and Blair Brown was in sixth. So we're going to have a wee listen to Stephen McWhirter now, and this is his double hornpipe and jig selection from last weekend. Welcome back to Band Concert here on Plains FM. We followed up Stephen McWhirter's Hornpipe and Jig selection with an MSR from Rachel Tom. Rachel was the winner of the Juvenile 5 section at the World Solo Drumming Championships last weekend. That's the oldest of the brackets of the under-18s. Rachel plays with the Glasgow Police Pipe Band, and fantastic for her to take out that title with a great performance. And also, from a home ground point of view, it was excellent to see that we had a couple of representatives from New Zealand also in that Juvenile 5 section, namely Louise Bentley from New Zealand Police Pipe Band, who finished in fifth place, and Douglas Bilsland was in seventh. Douglas plays with Inveraray District and also the New Zealand Police Pipe Band here in New Zealand. So fantastic to see those two over there and footing it with the best of them. So we're going to have another couple of solo performances in a second, but just to recap what's coming up immediately, we've obviously this weekend we've got the Stack Attack concert happening down in Ashburton, put on by the St Andrews College Pipe Band. So there's about 90 kids making their way down to Ashburton to put on a show there, which is fantastic. And then, of course, we're only a couple of weeks away from the first competition of the season, which is the Hararata Highland Games, being held on Saturday, November 10th. So make sure you head out there and catch the bands playing. You'll probably see them also the following week, as there'll be a couple of bands, no doubt, playing at the AMP show through that week at the Canterbury show. So I'll be also giving you more updates of some of the other things that are happening over the coming weeks and months as we head into summer. Anyway, let's get back to some more solo playing. This is going to be Louise Bentley's March Strass Bay and Reel, featuring the march, the Links of Forth. Thank you. pretty much out of time on today's show. I will be back in a fortnight's time, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon listening here on Plains FM.